was in the Los Padres National Forest, in the wilderness area, and we were hunting Russian boar. And I thought I seen a Bigfoot, and I instantly thought $1 million, shoot it, make $1 million. And I drew on it, and I couldn't pull the trigger of my pistol. And I tried for 5 minutes while watching me. I put the pistol back in my pocket, took off running, scared to death. And I went back to my friend. I told him about it, and he said, well, you must have been hallucinating. So okay, I was. And that night, we were in the tent playing cards, and we just finished a hand, and he was looking out the tent, and he turns to me, he says, Norman, look at the funny lights up on the mountain. Well, it was about 3/4 of a mile away. Three of them got larger and larger. And then I jumped up and stood in front of the tent door, and a blue one flashed across the side of the mountain. Another one came over the top and lit up about 3 acres. And I turned to him, I says, Joe, did you see that? He had his head covered up. And I went to shake him. And he says, I'm asleep. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. And just then our campsite lit up as bright as day. We blinked out.
Thank you. other souls with love that hurts so much we both just want to lay down and die.
Thank you. tear down the various prejudices which we have had, not only among ourselves, but against life on other planets, life on other worlds.
Dr. Strangis, you have been involved with UFO investigations for over 30 years. If alien beings were to land, do you think they would be friendly?
That's a good question. UFOs have had this Earth under surveillance for many thousands of years.
Open Void.